Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. ABCD is for Down by Cindy Lossie is an inspiring, joyful children's book featuring a cool cartoon character that just so happens to have been born with Down syndrome. The hero of the alphabet storybook is called No Limit Noah. NLN was written in the spirit of inclusion and integration, written for all children, sharing positive messages through the fun, imaginative antics of NLN. The bright, colorful pages teaches the meaning of acceptance and inclusion regardless of differences or disabilities, showing that when you live with kindness and joy in your heart, there really are no limits. Cindy is a first-time author, former nurse, spent nearly 10 years as a manager for a global not-for-profit organization. Advocacy for those who may not have the means to speak up for themselves has always been important to her. Cindy grew up in a town of 32,000 residents in the southernmost part of Ontario, Canada. Living in such a small, uneventful area sparked Cindy's imagination, which would allow her to dream big and begin a life of service. Cindy Lossie, author of the delightful children's book, ABCD is for Down, No Limit Noah, our guest on This Week in America. Cindy, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Well, thank you so much, Rick. It's exciting to be here.
What a wonderful job you've done with this book. And we'll talk about how this came about and your hopes and dreams for the book. And the reviews have been excellent. You're touching lives in a positive way so far. Let's talk about Down syndrome. Just a little background before we get started for people that may have heard it, but don't exactly know what we're dealing with. What is Down syndrome?
Okay, yeah, of course. So Down syndrome is a genetic condition or anomaly. We are given 23 pairs from each parent for a total of 46 chromosomes. And with Down syndrome, what occurs is there's an extra chromosome on that 21st portion or chromosome. So there are three in the 21st section. And that is what causes the genetic physical and cognitive developmental delays and issues. So Down syndrome is often quite apparent when you come across a person born with this condition. Characteristics physically with regard to the eyes, stature, hands, things of that nature. There are developmental delays and they vary, each person born with Down syndrome, it varies. So, it really is unique to everyone. But of course, those born with Down syndrome are capable of doing everything that anyone else can do. It just takes a little bit longer.
As we see with Noah, there be no limit Noah. That's exactly the case. And we'll talk about the development of the character, who that's based on as we go through our conversation. What was the inspiration in writing this book? ABCD is for Down, No Limit Noah. What was the inspiration?
I've always read to my children, and here in Canada and Ontario, we have Chapters Indigo. It's our big box store for books. And, we were going to an appointment for him in the city, and I went into the bookstore and I was trying to find books that reflected characters that were more like him, those born with special needs or Down syndrome, and I simply couldn't find any, and that really bothered me to the point where I thought I should do something about that. It was just a thought. And then oddly enough, I was driving to this appointment, and Noah was asleep in the back. He was 13 months old at the time. And what I can only explain as a download, images and text started coming into my mind, which I found a little bit strange. And it was to the point where I had to pull over and start taking notes. So that's kind of where it was born.
It's sort of like you were inspired, divinely inspired, weren't you, to do this? The fact that you saw this, you were disappointed, discouraged because you couldn't find a book there. All of a sudden, this comes to you, just a simple idea. And over the next several minutes, you describe it as a download. And I love that because you've got all this information, so much you have to pull over so you can write it all down. What happened after that? At what point did you decide, okay, I need to write the book?
I could feel that there was an impact there, and I could feel that, you know, we often think, well, that, you know, writing a book or something of that nature is for other people. And I thought, why not me? You know, I'm a mom who has, you know, been advocating for those that may have varying challenges or, you know, of any kind. And I thought, why not me? And, you know, as I accepted kind of this divine inspiration, if you want to call it that, which I do, I just went with it. And at the moment I did that, it just kept coming. You know, I needed someone that could do the illustrations, because I'm very visual and I literally could see the pages already forming in my mind. I went on a global portal to search for an illustrator. And it was there that I narrowed it down to a man named Alex Akayan, who lives in the Philippines. And at the time, and I believe he still is today, he was working for Disney and Nickelodeon on Buzz Lightyear and Rugrats. That's fantastic. And things of that nature. So, you know, I secured him, and we took it from there.
You know, it's almost a case where you had to write the book. You couldn't stop. Sometimes people get ideas, they talk themselves out of it. This was such a strong idea and so visually presented to you that you had to write the book. And the result is ABCD is for Down, No Limit Noah. The guest is the author, Cindy Lassi. That's L-A-S-I. Her website, very simple, NoLimitNoahBooks.com. A link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. All those links, again, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I love the passion you have for this book. Tell me who it is that you're wanting to read this. Who will really benefit by reading this book?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that question. You know, the spirit of the book was integration and acceptance. And, you know, when I was creating the book, I wanted it to appeal to all children, to parents. I wanted to inspire parents that may have a child born with Down syndrome recently, or, you know, in the last few years, who may not have the optimism and the excitement and, you know, realizing the gift that was given to us. These children really are unique and gifted and special. And, you know, I wanted parents to be inspired to see, you know, reflecting as I've raised Noah, you know, it's a gift that we're doing this now 13 years later, because Noah really has lived without limits. And I really wanted parents, caregivers, teachers, you know, hospitals, they have libraries to give. I would like these books to go to, you know, new parents. And across all forums, actually, you know, libraries, in the initial stages of me back then launching my book, and it had a very big life. I spoke at schools. I had entire school gymnasiums full, and parents as well. And my message was that this book appeals to all children, and it absolutely does. It's fun. It has lovely, inspiring messages of we're all the same, you know, doesn't matter where you're from. And, you know, this is something that I think it's important still today. I believe we've come really far as a society with integrating all kinds of things. But, you know, with special needs, sometimes people are a little hesitant to approach or things of that nature. And, you know, this book is meant to be read by all children, all parents. You know, it really is intended to inspire in a joyful, fun, whimsical way that, you know, a cool cartoon character with Down syndrome, you know, what's better than that?
I can't think of anything that is better than that. And you'll read the story in ABCD is for Down, No Limit Noah. Cindy Lassi is the author, our guest on the program, L-A-S-I, if you're Googling. Book available wherever books are sold. Her website is NoLimitNoahBooks.com. And again, the links are on our website. Let's talk about, you touched on distribution, you touched on the creation of the book. Let's sort of talk about the business aspect of writing. Once you get the book written, now you go into business mode. You need to get the book distributed. You need to do things like press interviews like this, media interviews. You need to do the presentations. You need to get the book published. What was that part of the process like for you? After getting the book written, now you need to figure out, okay, how this needs to get out there so people can benefit from it. How was it finding that process so you could do the distribution?
Well, I did need a little bit of help. You know, one voice is good. Many voices are more powerful.
Exactly.
I connected with the Down Syndrome Association in the city that I live close to. And they were able to help me connect with the school boards so that we could do speaking engagements. We gifted copies to their libraries. Actually, the hospital where Noah was born in the city, their pharmaceutical company, I believe it was one of the physicians, actually the physician that dealt with us when Noah was born, advocated for this book. And they happened to be having a seminar with medical professionals and like, and they invited me to be a guest speaker on behalf of parents with children born with Down syndrome. I also contacted the big box store, Chapters Indigo, and we had a guest, an author booth set up, and they had said at the time it was their biggest turnout for a local author.
Fantastic.
You know, so I took it step by step.
That's so much, so important. Sometimes you can get overwhelmed by, I need to do this, or you put a to-do list together and you look at 23 items and you're thinking, I'm never going to get to 4, let alone to 23. But if you take it step by step, good things happen. That was the case with Cindy in the book, ABCD is for Down. Let's talk about creating the book. Sometimes an author has these ideas, they sit down, you need now to formulate those ideas to get them in a comprehensive manner so that they're presentable, they'll be read, and they'll be acted upon. Talk about that. Were there difficulties and challenges in putting the actual book together, in writing and composing the book?
No, I, you know, that's where I do think that this is a gift.
Yes,
I have a creative mind, but, you know, again, I'm visual. And so in places where the text wasn't immediately there, I would see a picture. And, you know, the illustrator was so phenomenal. I would be very, very descriptive. I see this, I see, you know, there's a page in the book where and I never heard of Flea. It's, you know, it was talking about kindness and things. And I literally saw Noah's cartoon character image, and Alex did such a good job of a little flea on a dog's nose. It, you know, I saw it. And so I would write the text on the pages where I saw the illustration. I would write the text around it. But, you know, it was my passion and my inspiration of sending messages, you know, of inclusion, of, you know, you can do anything. We're all the same. There's treasures that dwell within you. It just kind of flowed because there were, you know, several messages: inclusion, whimsical, fun, light-heartedness and spiritedness. And so when it came to each page, there would be kind of a theme that came through. And so whether it was a feeling or the visual or the words that I wanted to portray, it just flowed. And, you know, Alex, he made a comment well after the book was done when we were speaking, and he said, you know, I've worked for Disney and Nickelodeon, but I've never been stretched as much as you stretched me to invoke a feeling because I wanted the graphics at the time to be a bit two-dimensional, for lack of a better word. I wanted it to be for young children, for children with perhaps, I didn't know if some that might have visual impairments. So I didn't want it to be distracted with a lot of, you know, fireworks and pops. But the graphics are so beautiful and colorful, and the emotion that I wanted, he was actually able to portray that. So, you know, I give him a lot of credit for that.
Well, it's a job well done and presented. The text and the visuals go hand in hand. It enhances the story. You mentioned this book really is for everybody. It is, and we'll touch on that. This is a book that you can read to children, no matter who the children are. You can read, you can talk, you can share messages. It is an excellent presentation. ABCD is for Down, No Limit Noah. Let's talk about the initial book launch back in 2013. And you did promotions along with that. What was that like? All of this work, all of this energy, all of this creative input and getting the book together. And then you have the book launch. What was that like? Can you still remember what it was like back in 2013?
Yes, I was just filled with gratitude. You know, I was told that, you know, I was going, the speaking engagements were going to happen at libraries, because we gifted copies to libraries as well. You know, the turnout at these schools, you know, seeing an auditorium full in the city of children and parents that came, it was incredible. I was the city television, CTV, they came and did an interview after I spoke. Noah was sick that day, I remember. And so when I came home, I was trying to get Noah in and comfortable. And AM 800, which is our, it's quite a large local radio station, they called me off the cuff and wanted an interview as well. And, you know, it was incredible, especially speaking in front of medical professionals. You know, I'd love to see, one of my goals is to see this book go global. You know, the physician that Noah had, he had mentioned he's from Nigeria, and over there, you know, children born with Down syndrome are taken aside and they're not educated. And so he bought multiple copies and he sent them to his school in Nigeria. And, you know, other copies were purchased and sent to a few countries. But, you know, this is an opportunity, and I thank you so much, because I'd love to see this book go global, to reach as many people as I can, right?
Yes.
So yeah, the launch was, I was humbled, you know, being in a big bookstore and seeing strangers gathered around. I had a friend of ours who was in his early 20s, I believe, at the time. And he's born with Down syndrome, and he did a lot of advocacy work as well. He read the book, and Noah was on my lap, and you know, to see the people that were really engaged, that just it felt amazing. You know, I felt like I was making a difference.
You have to have so much gratitude. You write this book, and here's this book that's being handed down from person to person, from doctor to doctor, from country to country. Even without your knowledge, you were touching lives. People were reading the book, changing their attitudes, and giving hope and opportunity to so many people. The book is ABCD is for Down, No Limit, Noah. Cindy Lassie, our guest on the program, LASI. We talked about the kickoff of the book, the launch in 2013. Why did you decide to revive the character No Limit Noah now, and especially in this time, 1924, 1925? Why now?
Yeah. You know, I had taken on a career that required me to jump in with both feet. And, you know, unfortunately, time had pulled me in so many directions. You know, because I am one person, and I didn't have the tools to get it out into a broader audience, you know, I'd love to see this as a cartoon running like Dora the Explorer.
Oh, yes.
You know, I believe I became a bit disheartened, because I was working so much, you know, but over the last few years, probably three, it kept niggling at me and niggling at me, you know, because I still see, yes, we're doing amazing. But I still think that the message, you know, ultimately, I'd love to see a cool cartoon character like No Limit Noah hit the mainstream media as well, right? To have,
yes,
a cartoon, to have, you know, someone that represents a completely new demographic. And I thought it was time. It was bothering me. I have, with this silly brain of mine, I have two more books that run like cartoons in my mind. I'd love to get those published. It does take the funds. It's not a cheap endeavor. And so, you know, I thought my message was still clear, and my vision and my intention, I still believe, is very, very relevant today. You know, and there's lots of things that are kind of going on in the world. And, you know, I'd love to bring the joy. I feel so gifted because I live with Noah. And, you know, I get to, we've done so many things, right? And he's a living example of no limits. And I want parents and caregivers and teachers and all children to see that, you know, our kids, they really do have no limits. He's played soccer. He's played baseball. He's in his third season of karate. You know, we travel. I just think it's a good time. We need to bring some joy. And we need to break into another demographic of, you know, cool characters that are influencing kids in a really fun and positive way.
And inclusive characters. And you have that in the book, ABCD is for down. And you've got, you just touched on that, a grand vision. So often people will write a book and like, okay, I've written it. They're publishing it. It's available. Maybe somebody will buy it. Maybe they won't. I'm done with my part of this. It's not that way for you, is it? You have this grand vision. You even see merchandising possibly in the future for the character.
Yes. Yeah. You know, I'd love, I have a, you know, I'm in an 80s, 70s, 80s. I'd love to see lunch boxes, you know, the metal lunch boxes and stuffies. And I actually have t-shirts that I've had, you know, mock t-shirts made up. You know, again, because we have these different genres of toys and things like that, and they're lovely, and you know, but a lot of them are pertaining to games, online gaming, or things of that nature. We have our superheroes, Avengers, and you know, Noah has all these toys and dolls, but I envision walking into these bookstores and seeing a display where there are characters from the book and Noah as, you know, as a toy that these, that other friends with born with Down syndrome or autism or typical children will see, this is a cool character. And I love what Noah, how he lives and what he represents. And, you know, I'd love to see that break in again into the demographic that we have, the marketing and things of that nature. Yeah. I just think it would be a positive influence and, you know, a lot of fun. Let's break down those barriers.
And you take it a step further by your hope is a website, a platform of some kind where children mm-hmm. with Down syndrome can participate, maybe make things, do things, sell things, an opportunity for a creative outlet as well as making a little extra money. How is that coming? That it's still in the planning stages?
It's still in the planning stages. I'm hoping that with the launch of the book, you know, I can generate, you know, some buzz and just get things flowing and going. I have a friend, she is 49 and born with Down syndrome, and she does amazing crafts and art. And you know, a lot of our friends born with a disability, not just Down syndrome, you know, they're unable to work or they're unable to earn an income. And you know, it was this gift from my friend Melissa, and I thought, you know, I'd love to be able to sell these unique pieces of art and craft or poetry or things of that nature, and most important to me, to show them their value, to show them their worth, to give them the inspiration, you know, that they're contributing, that they're doing something, you know, that no one else is doing. To earn a bit of an income for themselves. I get very excited about that, actually. You know, that definitely is something I'm not going to let go of.
And I can see that you're not going to in all of these ideas. You're so passionate about these, and you've got the wherewithal to put behind them. The momentum now is totally in your direction. People are raving about what you're able to do and the story that comes to life in the book. ABCD is for Down. Cindy Lassie is the author, our guest, Lasi. The website is nolimitnoahbooks.com. Yes, that's plural. There will be more. How are you coming with the other books in the series?
You know, again, I have the creative stages going. Just being honest, it does take some fun. So I'm just, you know, I have faith and, you know, I'm being patient. And when the time comes and I'm able to, we're up and running. These need to get out of my mind. They're fun little cartoons. I need to I need to get them out.
Well, I can't wait for you to get them out. And yes, it's one step at a time. So that's what we're doing in the program today, talking about this book, the first in the series, ABCD, is for Down, Don't Limit Noah by Cindy Lossie. A few minutes left in the program. Talk about your ultimate goal or goals for this book. You've touched on it during the course of the conversation. Maybe tie it all together here, because there's a real market out there, not just in the United States and Canada, but internationally as well. Talk about that, because really there are no limits on what you're able to do and the people you are able to influence with this book, is there?
No, there's not. Follow on social media, other Down syndrome groups in globally. In particular in Europe, I'm seeing in the UK, Britain, Scotland, Ireland, they're very strong advocates, Atlanta, Georgia, very strong advocates of getting this message out of, you know, our friends can do anything. They're having jobs and they're having lovely relationships and participating in sports. And, I'd love to see this book reach those audiences that are like me, are trying to, you know, cause this, this bit of a gap to close a little bit more, so that, a cool cartoon character or a book character or the person that you meet at the park, right? That we're all the same inside. We just go at different speeds. We look a little different. I'd love to see this go global. There are countless Down syndrome organizations. There are countless, we have Scholastic books, you know, book clubs that circulate through the schools, big box stores. You know, getting it out there to as many people as possible. Down syndrome, the incidence of births, Down syndrome is so much more common than people realize. One in 775, one in 781. You know, so in 75 in US, 100, one in 1781 in Canada are born with Down syndrome. So about 5,000 a year. It's the most common cognitive and physical genetic condition of all of them globally.
Yes.
And so this is not, Down syndrome is not rare as we would think. And so I think it's time that we celebrate and include everyone. We're very good, again, politically and racially and things of that nature. Despite what we may see, we're doing better than you might imagine. And so, you know, to include this book globally, that is a goal. I want this message to get across. Not everybody has the confidence to speak up or to, you know, venture out as I am. And, you know, I'd love to do speaking engagements. I'd love to be able to educate. I'd love to do, a book tour, bringing Noah along with me. It's a positive message. It's an exciting message. We're in exciting times. Social media and the internet, you know, we can bridge this gap really, really quickly. And even, you know, not with a huge mission, just to bring joy is, you know, something that I'm really passionate about. So
a couple of minutes left in the program. Let's go back to where this started. Noah's like 21 months old when you wrote this book. Just before that, you had this experience. You go to a bookstore to find something that could be valuable for a special needs child, and you were disappointed there was nothing there. If a mother like you in 2025 went into a bookstore to find something for her special needs son or daughter, would she be as disappointed, or have we made some progress?
You know, we've made progress online. There are several books out there now. They're lovely. I've looked at them. But in the bookstores, I don't know about in the United States. Here in Canada, I've looked and I haven't found anything. They may exist. I might not have made the right Google search, or the employee helping me out may not have found it. But it should not be that hard to find. You know, at Christmas time, I went in and there was a new book out and the merchandise, and it was bright and lovely and everyone was attracted to it. And I just keep seeing in my mind's eye, you know, hopefully someday we can do
Yes.
that with, No Limit Noah, and bringing that message, and having other children born with any kind of challenges, physical or cognitive, or a typical child, to be drawn to that and see, here's this character that we want to be like and live like, right?
Well, you are advancing this, and with the book that's now widely available, your speaking interviews like this will happen, and hopefully will happen soon. It just sort of wrap things up here. Any, maybe one item, several that you'd like to share with other parents, caregivers, schools, organizations about having a child born with Down syndrome. What would you do to wrap it up and sort of encourage them to open their minds and to look at the book and to share the book?
What I would say is, just because your doctor may say, this may be, the child that is born, where often sometimes the medical profession kind of presents it in a way that's not as positive as it should be.
Yes.
I just want parents and all listeners to understand that there really are no limits. We see the developmental stages unfold as they come, and we don't want to have predetermined assumptions of what they're capable of. I always offer opportunities. We accept what's difficult and we move on, but we don't give up. We don't push hard to make them into something that they're not, but we do not see limits. We encourage, we provide opportunities to do, a variety of things so that they can grow and build in their own confidence, just as any other child would. Medical professionals, I know that they are doing better, but I still see so much online from parents, and where they've been given this diagnosis, this it's not an illness, it's a condition. And they present it in a way where, the negatives are more apparent than the positives. Our children born with Down syndrome, they are gifts from God. I do believe that. The doctor in Windsor said, when I was told Noah was born with Down syndrome, he said, "If you want to see God walking on the earth, you're going to see that through your child."
Well, that's an amazing story, and what an appropriate way to end our conversation. And I had a chance to meet Noah. He's home from school, just had a tooth extracted, so got to talk to him for a few seconds before we started the interview. And what just an amazing, amazing young man. Human, I don't want to call him a young man because they grow up so fast anyway, but a 12-year-old. And he has no limits. He's been raised in a life where the motto is no limits, and he can do anything. We were talking with early last year in April, ziplining in the Dominican Republic. You mentioned the karate classes. There are no limits for Noah. The book is so well done. It's ABCD is for Down, No Limit Noah by Cindy Lassie, Lasi. The website, NoLimitNoahBooks.com. There will be more books coming in the future. Book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Published by Gotham Books, Inc., a premier self-publishing company helping authors bring their literary dreams to life. And I thank them for arranging our conversation with Cindy today. Cindy, it's been a pleasure. Hopefully we can do this again. So much more to the story. You're an inspiration. Noah is an inspiration. Thank you so much for being with us on the program to share his story.
Thank you so much, Rick. It's been very enjoyable being here. I appreciate it.
Thank you. It has been a pleasure. Cindy Lassie, Lasi. The book is ABCD is for Down, No Limit Noah. The book available wherever books are sold. Links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we are back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.